the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The Public Affairs Mission at Missouri State University sets it apart from other universities. It guides the way the university prepares students to become global citizens. To spread awareness about this mission among students and the larger community, the Office of Public Affairs Support organizes several annual events. One of them is Public Affairs Week, or PAW, that takes place each fall. This year's event is set for September 9th to 15th. I'm Emily Yip. Stacy Triwathabak, MSU Special Events Coordinator for the Office of Public Affairs Support, is here to talk about PAW and what's in store this year.
Public Affairs Week is one of our public affairs signature events, and it is a week that is in the beginning of the fall semester, and it kicks off the public affairs theme for the year. And so we have a variety of different events that we do during that week. And I think what makes it unusual is most of the Public Affairs Week events are presented by students or different student groups among the campus. We will bring in special speakers, but we have a variety of student groups who will also be participating in running events.
The events are based on the university's public affairs theme, a theme that changes each academic year to guide public affairs activities on campus.
This year's theme is called Sustainability in Practice, Consensus and Consequences. I think that when one considers the notion of sustainability, the first thoughts that come to mind are about the natural world. But really, this year's theme in Sustainability in Practice is going to explore every aspect of human behavior. And we're going to look at government, what sustainability means in business, education, the arts, sciences, and human services. So we will really cover all areas and look at the aspects of sustainability and the practices that we can use to look forward into the future and sustain all areas of our life.
There are various activities going on throughout the week. One of them is the featured speaker presentation at 7:30 p.m. on September 11th.
This year's featured speaker is named Ibu Patel, and he is the founder of an international organization called Interfaith Youth Corps. And he is going to be speaking on bridging interfaith barriers. He will be looking at understanding the value of establishing relationships of people among different faiths and the value that brings to our lives and to our society.
An exhibit that focuses on the effects of trash will also begin on September 11th and run for the whole week.
It's called the Trash Connection. We'll be looking at the variety of different ways that plastics and the trash in our society is interacting on a global basis and the sustainability implications of that.
The U.S. naturalization ceremony will make its return to campus at 10 a.m. on September 13th.
We are very proud to have back a naturalization ceremony. We work with the courts and the immigration offices to host a U.S. naturalization ceremony that will actually swear in just over 50 different applicants who will then become official U.S. citizens. Prior to that, we are hosting a short 30-minute program that will look at the journey of the naturalized citizen. We will look at what are the procedures and the steps that people have to go through to become a United States citizen. And then we will also be hearing from a faculty member who is a naturalized citizen and kind of their emotional experience through that process.
A new event called Living Stories, sponsored by the Maya Library, is scheduled at 4 p.m. on September 14th.
They are bringing in human books. And so you can sign up online or at the library to be able to check out a human book that will talk about some aspect of the sustainability theme.
All PAW events are free and open to the public. To view a full schedule of events with locations, visit publicaffairs.missouristate.edu/PAW. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.